This is Purple Radio on demand.
Welcome to the Dad's Podcast. This is a very special festive Christmas episode for you today. And as a result, we're going to be going more serious than perhaps ever before. We're going to be talking about our favourite Christmas songs. And in order to discuss this, I am joined, as usual, by my co-host,
Will.
And joining us for a second time, a very special guest,
Sam.
I'm not sure if that was even slightly audible, but you know what?
Sam.
Good, less audible. Well, that's what we like.
This is a hilarious audio banter.
Oh, yeah. We know our listeners. They join us for the practical and incredible audio-based comedy. And by that, I don't mean that we sound funny, because my God, do we not sound funny. By that, I mean, primarily, our jokes about, like, auxiliary cables and such.
Playing it through
Sam,
the night.
Sam, why don't you begin? You're our guest.
My favourite Christmas song is Silent Night.
Wow. And a bold Christian traditional choice from our guest, Sam, today.
It sounds good in lots of languages. Can I make that clear as well? It sounds really good in German.
I mean, can you truly match the dulcet tones?
I don't know what it sounds like
Silent
in Italian,
Night.
But I bet it sounds really good as well. I do like All I Want for Christmas Is You. I have a special attachment to that song, but I can get onto that later. I have a dual, you know, it's like
you Dr. have your Jekyll spiritual and your emotional connection.
A dual bladed.
Yeah, answer. I have Silent Night and All I Want for Christmas Is You. But yeah, you go next, Will.
Okay, my favorite song for Christmas is What Will Santa Claus Say When He Finds Everybody Swinging?
I thought you were going to do the When He Finds You Kissing Santa Claus. That's good.
Oh no, this is by Louis Prima. It's featuring Kanye West.
Nice.
I have never heard this.
No, Kanye sampled the song in Fourth Dimension.
If anything, that makes it less likely that I've heard it.
Down the chimney he will come with his great big smile, and you'll find that even the kid is swinging in the low. And it goes into the Kanye.
Kanye.
It feels so good it should cost.
You didn't try.
Bald and alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste.
Right.
Yes. Look at that. Look. That's the unicorn.
Oh my God.
I'm wearing.
It's almost...
It's the Keith Haring Uniqlo Lacoste ripoff.
What's it like? That's the autistic version of the Lacoste.
It's Keith Haring. It's better.
What on earth is going on?
Anyone who
so
knows
we've got
Keith Haring knows.
We've got
Keith Haring's crocodiles. They know what I'm talking about.
A mixed traditional and pop from Sam. I have no idea how to categorize this song from Will. And my choice, which is just the classic and simple White Christmas. I don't know if it is my favourite Christmas song, but it's the one that first came to mind, and that's the one I'm sticking with.
Why White Christmas?
Easy to sing. When it starts playing, feels like it's Christmas. Which is quintessentially what you want from a Christmas.
I can't sing.
I'm
so I'm not gonna try.
Dreaming.
Gabriel!
Of a white
Gabriel!
Christmas. Listen to hear. Sleigh bells in the snow.
Can you just say, Will, eating a 12-pound?
Yeah, I mean, the real problem
that
is...
That was really good, though. No, keep it.
You go. I mean, I've been exposed to this quite a bit. You got to take a break sometimes.
Okay.
Wow, brutal. I mean, I don't think I've sung for, like if you add it all together, I think it's still significantly less than 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah, but guys, so, you know the film Love Actually, right?
Yeah, and...
Yeah, so in Love Actually, they play All I Want for Christmas Is You, which is a banger. Wait, you've both seen it.
Yeah, I'm not going to deny it's a banger.
This is a pop cultural...
Yeah, I've seen Love Actually.
...that you are aware of. Wow.
Look, just because I was born in, like, the 1300s BC does not mean that I don't understand some pop culture.
Do you know the names of the actors in the film?
Mr. Bean.
That's Rowan Atkinson. Got that one.
You're very cultured, Gabriel,
Hugh
just in a certain sense.
Grant.
Yeah.
Emma Thompson. Alan Rickman.
Yes. What's Liam Neeson's kid called?
I've never seen Love
Liam
Actually.
Neeson has like a stepson called Sam. Oh. And now you know why I love the song. Because Sam at the end has to jump through the airport to tell his year six sweetheart that he loves her. And I identified with this kid from the age of.
No, I didn't, but I thought it was adorable.
No, so I can understand the logic.
He's called Sam. It plays a banger. It's an absolute banger. When they're playing that song in the crescendo of that film.
Well, to be fair, that's not the song they're playing at the crescendo of the film.
Yeah, yeah.
They're playing the Christmas is in the air.
What?
That's what they're playing during the run through the airport. Or at least that starts playing it. I don't think they're playing All I Want for Christmas is that comes in the sick.
All right, should we play Just a Minute?
Should we?
No, we're at Debating Christmas.
I don't think we have the time.
Isn't that part of our game?
I don't think we have the time to do all of it.
I mean, you can drink like me if you want to, right?
The thing is, Sam, I'd be up for it, but we only have 25 minutes. It's kind of the thing.
I was really late to the episode today, and I gave them chocolate bars, but yeah, that's all I can do, really.
Okay, back to the Christmas.
Back to what matters. Back to what matters. I'm going to take a hardline aggressive stance because I feel like that's what we need here on this serious topic and say that all of your songs, despite everything I've just said towards the positive of the song that we were just talking about, are garbage and the only correct song is White Christmas.
White Christmas is...
it's a classic.
It's a bit... I don't know, man. It's just... You can't bop to it. You can't be like, yeah.
That's exactly...
Christmas is not for bopping. Christmas is a time for getting together with family, listening to some nice music, eating some nice food. This is the sort of song you want in the background while that's happening.
That's a certain subculture of Christmas, but there are lots of subcultures of Christmas.
Well,
Sam, if you like songs that bop, you'd...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I do want to hear this.
You've got songs that swing. I'll play
But don't
okay, this is the original.
Not the song, I mean the quality.
We have to play it now. They're listening. Christmas, a time for sharing. Is that sampled in the song?
It's a 16-second ad. Do you want me to play the Kanye version?
No, I thought that was a sample from the song. Oh. Right, so like, you know, Kanye plays that kind of stuff.
Walkers!
Kanye well known for playing snippets of Christmas adverts to Asda.
Is this it? I want Kanye to jump in. Come on.
No, this is the original.
So this is fit for you with Christmas.
It's nice. Now what will Santa Claus say when he finds everybody swinging? What will Santa Claus say when he hears us singing?
Dumb.
I will say this is probably more than copyright can take.
We don't care about that. We were going to play Just a Minute, a BBC show.
We were going to play Justice Minute, Legally Distinct.
If we get copyright, that's a good thing.
Yeah, if we get sued, that's cool.
Yeah, it shows that we're succeeding.
Yeah. Good
This is the sort of thing that gets you disavowed from Purple Radio.
This is what you need to know as a president. All publicity would be good publicity. If we had a lawsuit from Kanye West came through, do you know how good that would be for our society?
I'm pretty sure our society would be crushed.
No.
Just imagine you're with all your family, though.
I like it.
Best.
What was that?
That's not a Christmas song, but it should be.
Should it though?
What do you mean it's not a Christmas song? Did you just play two different songs?
Oh no! Yeah, sorry. It's not a Christmas song. It's the Christmas song. What a misunderstanding. I should make myself more clear.
So this is my competition.
Yeah.
What do you mean? All I Want for Christmas with You is a banger. It's got that rising.
It's too high energy. Christmas doesn't need to be high energy. It's a whole day. It's about the experience of Christmas.
Yeah, no, I completely disagree. That song you play when you're walking down the street, you know, or you're in a club. Actually, maybe not.
Those are things you do on Christmas. I don't leave the house on Christmas.
No, but Christmas spans what? 24 days. I mean, according to some people.
Ah, yes, but the Christmas song is the one that's best for Christmas Day. And of these songs, it's White Christmas.
You know, White Christmas is such a bad song that when I was 10 years old, I made a rap version of White Christmas.
And without doubt, it was fundamentally worse in every respect.
No, it improved the song. I can't remember how it went fully, but it did take from a lot of Black Eyed Peas. So like,
see, it's impossible for me to believe you because you just played that. So
what's the relevance of that? All I remember is like at the end.
So your assertion that your version was better than White Christmas is based on your taste asserting that that song is better than White Christmas.
No, my logic,
which is already false.
No, I think Will's. I back Will on this.
No, my logic is White Christmas is such a mediocre song that I felt the need to improve it.
It's very boring, White Christmas, I think.
At the end...
About traditional. Just because I stand for traditional family values.
Yeah, but I'm advocating for Silent Night, so why don't you go that far?
Why don't I go that far? Because that's too far, obviously. I'm not a Christian.
You don't have to be a Christian to enjoy Silent Night.
I know.
Silent Night, I think, is actually... The reason I liked Silent Night was because... In primary school, as we all do, we sang Christmas songs in primary school.
Yep.
And Silent Night didn't have much to do with Jesus. Come All You Faithful was a bit, you know, Christian mummy. You know, it's a bit...
Holy Night.
Come All You Faithful, it's a bit of a, you know, you feel like a sheep. But when you sing Silent Night and the whole school is singing it, it's really not direct about Jesus.
It could be about anything.
Around yon virgin and mother and child. That's literally the third line.
Okay.
That's pretty directly about Jesus.
Keep going.
Then to be fair, there are only...
Thank you.
There's only one verse. Fifth of it is about Jesus.
Show me the lyrics.
I can't because it
what
might
do you mean
unplug.
You can't? No, just...
No, like, it might unplug and then we'd sort of lose a recording, so I'd recommend searching.
Can I talk more about my White Christmas rap?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, I'd love to hear
that. Dear.
So when it goes, and may all your Christmases be white, it ends like, and may all your Christmases be white.
Blatantly unacceptable. Look.
And then it goes into like a...
I recognize what happened here. I entered into a podcast with two people who don't have taste. That's the real flaw here.
The truth.
I made an implicit error from the get-go by starting a podcast when I knew that the people around me couldn't actually appreciate anything good. I think that's what's going on here.
And then like in the verse, that one of the lines is Black Eyed Peas we rapping, but we're rapping, and then the music video goes the rapping Christmas presents.
Much better, dude. It's so much better.
Wow.
Consider the innovation, consider multi-decades of innovation in music that Will has just sampled from a tiny bit to improve your song.
Sorry,
objectively, the musical level of your song is way less than the song that Will have just played, right? The music composition for the Kanye song is way more advanced, more instrumentation, way more involved lyrics.
I hesitate really. That makes it better, though.
No, I'm not saying it makes it better.
Well, in that case, what's the point in what you're saying? It's almost meaningless, surely. Frankly, it's irrelevant.
Well, for me, incidentally, this is why I don't listen to rap music a lot of the time. For me, there has to be really good instrumentation in the song for me to enjoy it. I can't really get off on lyrics. So that's why I don't like White Christmas, because the instruments aren't doing anything for me.
I don't really care about instruments that much, because I like singing. And I can sing to White Christmas.
But then you're in a minority. I think you're in a quite... You're not in the majority there with the way you're listening to music.
Yeah, you're...
I never said I was.
You're being quite selfish there, Gabriel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were arguing the best Christmas song, not what everyone thinks is the best Christmas song.
You little tyrant.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did you think this presidency was about you guys having your say. You're on the exec, but
apparently
I am the final say.
About not getting sued by Kanye West. Or
that's
BBC.
Primarily what we're about. It was right there when I delivered my hust, just because neither of the two of you were there.
Should we make Pavlos president? We talked about this last year.
You did?
We had this coup plot. Actually,
Pavlos wasn't even going to be here. How are you going to make Pavlos president?
These are the best presidents, the people that you can't attack, right? Because he's...
Yeah, exactly. He's like Napoleon.
Yeah.
He's away.
Napoleon, the person who lost.
He's in exile and he's going to come back.
As in, even now you think Napoleon could come back because...
His spirit lives on. In you, clearly.
In me. In that I will be the last emperor of France. Yes.
And now you're tyrannical about your...
I'm actually going to introduce a decent metric system which we can all follow rather than the absolute nonsense that is the imperial
Gabriel,
system.
Gabriel, you're an unelected leader.
I was elected. You
by
weren't
whom?
Elected.
By whom? By whom?
By whom? By all of the members who actually attended, just
who?
Because you two
there?
Weren't there.
I know there were fewer than five of them, so tell us
yeah,
who
of course.
They were.
Ben was there, Pavlos was there, Katie was there.
Pavlos was there?
Yes.
And they all voted unanimously?
Yes, actually.
Suspicious.
I remember
me
Gabriel.
And at the time, it was myself and Katie,
anyone,
of course.
Did anyone oppose your leadership?
No.
Interesting. When I hark back and think about the democracies around the world, you know, the People's Democratic of Korea.
Sounds a bit riggy to me.
The Democratic
really?
Republic.
Because what
Congo,
it sounds like to me is that the two of you
they
couldn't
have
even be bothered.
Great. 80%, 95% pro vote.
Wow.
No
amazing.
Opposition.
Amazing. And isn't it crazy, though, how some countries just have such incredibly...
Turnout. Almost...
At this point, as you can hear from the split second of disgusting, disgusting noise, the audio died out for a bit, so I'm going to take this opportunity to say yay.
Anya, we'd love to have you on the podcast. Please don't hesitate to get in touch.
Because I knew we were going to win. Like, a lot of the people in North Korea, they don't bother voting. I don't want to talk about North Korea Christmas. I'm sorry, everyone.
A North Korean Christmas? That's...
No, I don't want to talk about Christmas.
Gabriel, I'll be honest. I didn't even know there was an election.
It was advertised. We sent out, like, an email. We sent... Like, there are literally no other means we have to inform people.
Sad. So sad.
Honestly, you two.
So
pathetic.
It's fake.
Also, irritatingly, none of that content was really usable.
Why?
No, all
why?
That was great.
Really?
Yeah.
But it means nothing to anyone that isn't us.
Gabriel, I don't listen to this show for the debate. I listen to the show to listen to you two talk.
Okay, well, it's
I
an
really
interesting choice.
I really couldn't care less what you talked about, and I think most of our listeners of the same reason. Gabriel, don't give ourselves too much credit. If they wanted intellectually stimulated debate, they have scores.
Oh, no, it wasn't that.
You know,
I don't think we're that intellectually stimulated. It's more
on YouTube
when I listen to someone, I want to have some idea what they're talking about. And I didn't feel like it was that clear.
I don't give a shit, really. That's why the first the pilot's the best episode, in my opinion, because who knows what it's about, but...
I think it's good.
It's good.
This is actually is dead podcast content to talk about other podcast content.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to the Christmas time.
Yes. Primarily, you two are wrong, anyway.
You're so wrong, man. You think Christmas is one subculture?
No. I'm arguing that my Christmas song is the best, not that it's the only Christmas song.
That's very Eurocentric.
I'm sorry, Christmas is very Eurocentric.
Excuse me, that is bollocks.
Christmas
is celebrated around the world.
It's celebrated around the world, but on the other hand,
it's
very Eurocentric,
by more people
as Christianity
Europe.
Is.
No, Christianity is not... There are more Christians outside Europe than inside Europe. There are more people celebrating
yes,
Christmas,
Christmas
outside
on
Europe
the other
than
hand,
inside Europe. And
began
Christmas has transformed around the world. They have different traditions all over the world.
Yep.
People of all different religions celebrate Christmas.
And oddly, neither of the two of you are arguing for any non-Western songs here. That's interesting, given
your stance.
Yeah, but
you're arguing for a cis, white, heterosexual male.
Excuse me, Maria Carey sang my song.
That's a girl. That's what the people want.
I'm sorry. I said Western. What are you getting? How on earth are you then getting the rest of this?
I have African-American representation.
Yeah. Excuse me. Look at that picture.
Once again.
But you've just reduced it so much now. So first it was Eurocentric, and now it's Western. So
well, that's because you guys are the ones that said Eurocentric. I didn't reduce it to that. I'm the one that said Western, because frankly, you are here.
Let's not go on to the topic of white Christmas, Gabriel. That's the
song
that's the song you're defending.
I'm sorry, Silent Night. Silent Night.
Yeah, Silent Night is completely... At least it doesn't use, you know... There's no colours in that song.
My days. I'm sorry, listeners. The quality of our discourse has dropped dramatically. I know that you come here for an enlightening experience, and I feel like despite our coming into this with open intentions about discussing well and easily, you know, without taking too drastic a stance about what Christmas song is best, I feel like I've just come into this situation with two people who are wrong. I will say, I'm going to take this as a victory, because the only thing that's happened is, rather than people espousing why theirs are actually better, people have just resorted to their base stances of attacking what is stood the test of time as a Christmas song that's listened
Gabriel,
to over and over
again.
We all
know when the debate devolves into accusations of Eurocentrism, it's going so well, right?
I'm pretty
that's,
sure, yeah.
That's what the modern debate's about, right?
Right? That happens at least twice, once a fortnight at that. So.
Wait, does it? I hope not.
It happened last week.
As in this last...
Sometimes it's non-sequitur, sometimes it's valid. But,
yeah.
I heard it was wild.
It was a wild debate. You two really should have been there.
I wanted to, but I was ill.
It was really chill afterwards. It was like the religious wars of Europe in the 17th century. It was really all at it.
And then
when we afterwards, we were like, fuck. So
there was so
really
many,
chilled out at the essay.
There were so many ridiculous arguments I heard secondhand that I really,
from
really
whom?
Wish...
From whom?
From Kairos and Izzy.
I trust both of those people.
Like, the person who said, I believe I can run faster than any woman who has ever been.
Yeah, that's true, though. No. Oh, wait.
Christmas!
Wait, first of all, he can. I'll defend him. And let's get off this topic.
Any.
Yeah, he's a runner at Durham. What do you expect?
I'm sorry.
Gabriel, why would you make such an audacious claim unless he knew it was true? He literally runs for Durham. He's a very good runner.
I mean, okay. Well, it was funny for a couple of reasons. One,
hi, JB,
like,
welcome.
It's entirely possible that there is... Like you know, there are overlaps.
We're not talking about this.
And from another perspective, it was also irrelevant. Anyway.
No, it was relevant.
Okay, we've got 5 minutes left.
Frankly, this content's going to be cut anyway.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not. Subcultures of Christmas are varied and multinational.
Of course.
And white Christmas is understood to be from probably the worst era of Christmas. What, like the 50s?
Yeah.
America? I mean, it's so discredited. If you really were trad, you would pick a carol. But you're in that horrible in-between.
Pseudo-intellectual.
Right. Right, okay. It's always good to know. It's always good to know what people think.
I'm sorry, Gabriel, because we've ganged up on you in this
episode. Not only have you ganged up on me, you've ganged up on me incorrectly, which is the real issue. It's like, it's always embarrassing when two people feel the need to both be wrong, but here we are.
Anyway, let's vote.
Let's vote.
Yeah, we need to vote.
Vote for the favorite. There are only three of us, and we've each presented a Christmas song.
Well, we can't vote for ourselves. Think about it, Gabriel. Like, I'm voting for Sam, obviously.
Gabriel, think about it.
Well, I mean, obviously, if I can't vote for myself, I'm voting for Sam.
Yes. So I win.
Yeah.
So I'm the new president. Excellent.
That's what I heard.
Gabriel, you're going into exile.
That wasn't a vote for the Christmas song. That was a vote for the president.
Yeah. You just fell for it.
Oh yeah.
It worked. Our coup attempt worked. We planned this back in May. That we'd create a podcast.
They planned this in May before I was president.
Dupe
back when they could have just become president.
Dupe you into voting against yourself so that you could never come back.
Right.
It's really to bury you.
Yeah, you should read the fine print, Gabriel. You're not allowed back.
Guys, I'm sorry to say this, but this whole recording is on my phone.
Yeah.
So, I can crush this at will.
You can't cross your phone, you're not strong enough.
Not with my bare hands. But I'll throw it down the stairs of the of Maiden Castle.
He makes a good point, actually. This might go out to the... Unless this gets to the public, then.
So with the knowledge that I control all the media and remain the undisputed president of dads, thank you for listening to our Christmas special.
Purple Radio Podcasts.
Thanks for downloading this Purple Radio podcast. For more great content and to listen live, head to purpleradio.co.uk.